Hello, Sin City Shadow Hills. This is Bob Israel. I'm presently privileged to be serving as chair of the nominating committee. I'm here today with another member of our committee, Ms. Carolyn Collins. Other members of the committee serving with us are Linda Strongen-Grant, Dan McFarlane, and Pete Anderson. And I thank them all for their service. The main functions of our committee are to encourage the nomination of at least two candidates for each open board position, to verify the qualifications of those candidates, to conduct the forums introducing those candidates, to liaise with HOA elections and the candidates as necessary to facilitate a fair and open election consistent with our rules and regulations concerning the election of directors. Although the election will not take place until April 5th of 2022, that will be here before we know it, and there are a lot of important dates that need to be kept in mind. Carolyn will tell us about those dates, deadlines, and events. Carolyn?
Good morning, everyone. The following is the timeline for the Sun City Shadow Hills HOA Board of Directors election for 2022. November 29th, 2021, at noon, is the deadline to submit your application to run for the HOA Board. You must be a homeowner to run for the HOA Board. December 17th, 2021, announcements of the candidates running for the Board of Directors at the HOA Board meeting at 2 p.m. An e-blast will be sent out naming the candidates. January 1st through the 15th of 22, boxes will be available for homeowners to submit their questions for the candidates. They will be located at the Fitness Center, Montecito Clubhouse, Santa Rosa Clubhouse. These questions will assist us as we prepare for the two forums. January 6th, there's an informational meeting for the candidates, 2 p.m. in the Montecito Ballroom. January 24th, 2022, campaigning begins. January 27th, the first candidate forum will be held at 2 p.m. in the Montecito Ballroom. February 3rd, and 4th, 2022, candidates' podcast will be recorded. February 18th, 2022, the second forum will be held at 6:30 in the Montecito Ballroom. April 4th, ballots by mail due at noon. April 5th, 2022, annual meeting at 8 a.m. Polls will close at 10 a.m. Meeting will reconvene at 2 p.m. Once everyone's decided, it's an organizational meeting, will take place immediately following the annual meeting.
Thank you, Carolyn. Well, if you haven't written down all of those dates, don't be concerned, because after this podcast is done, there will be a transcription which will include these dates, so you will have them on your available to put on your calendars. In addition to the comments Carolyn has made, you should be aware that although there are two official forums, many of the candidates will be given opportunities to speak at various club events by the club presidents. And in addition, various homeowners will put on coffees or teas or sometimes wine tastings to give homeowners an opportunity to speak with the candidates to find out what their thoughts are about governing Sun City Shadow Hills. In addition, you should be aware that, and Carolyn mentioned this, there will be suggestion boxes for questions, which will be placed in all both clubhouses and the fitness center, and all homeowners are encouraged to give their thoughtful questions and put them in the boxes, because the committee will be looking at those, collating them, and using them as much as possible as we conduct the two official forums. Now, I'd like to give you an email address that homeowners can use to contact me and the nominating committee members directly with any questions, expressing an interest in running for director, or expressing someone you feel might be a possible candidate. It is not hard to remember. It is nominating@scsHCA.com. Repeating, nominating at scshca.com, or feel free to contact directly any member of the committee with any questions or any interest you or others may have in running for the board. Since there will be three open board seats to fill at the upcoming election, in accordance with our governing documents, cumulative voting will be in effect. Each homeowner unit will have three votes, and they may be cast all three votes for one candidate, two votes for one candidate and one for another, or one vote for each of three separate candidates in the field. The positions will be filled by the three candidates having the top three numbers of votes. The election of directors is a very important event in our HOA, and our committee hopes that all homeowners will participate and cast their votes for their favorite candidates. Participating in the selection of board members is the most direct input any homeowner can have in the type of community we will continue to enjoy. Thank you, and again, feel free to contact us at nominating@scshca.com. And remember, the deadline for filing board member candidate nomination forms with HOA elections is high noon on November 29th, 2021, just 24 days from now. So please get your cards and letters and send them in. Thank you.